Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome to another edition of the Weekday Podcast. It's a thrill to see you on these and to hear from you as you jump on them. My hope is that these would provide encouragement for your day. Well, several years ago, I got into this weird habit of telling people that I was terrible. Now, usually this happens at church. On a Sunday morning, you're walking down the hall and people ask that question, "Hey, how are you?" And for a lot of time, I would just respond by saying, "I'm terrible." Now, I don't know exactly why I started doing that, but it's been super interesting just to see people's responses. Honestly, almost 3/4 of the people don't even notice that I said terrible. They just keep walking. They're like, "Great, that's awesome, wonderful." But about the last 1/4 of people actually pause and they look puzzled and they're shocked and confused and they're like, "Are you really terrible?" Well, today I know there's a lot of uncertainty around us, and in some ways it feels like things are actually really terrible. I don't know if you've heard this story before, but I was reading the account of a college student that wrote her parents from school. Here's what she wrote. Let me read this to you. She said, "Dear Mother and Dad, since I left for college, I've been remiss in writing, and I'm so sorry for my thoughtlessness and not having written before. But I will bring you up to date now. But before you read on, please sit down. You are not to read any further unless you are sitting down, okay? Well then, I'm getting along pretty well now. The skull fracture and the concussion I got when I jumped out the window of my dormitory when it caught on fire shortly after my arrival here is pretty well healed now. I only spent 2 weeks in the hospital and now I can see almost normally and only get those sick headaches once a day. Fortunately, the fire in the dormitory and my jump was witnessed by an attendant at the gas station near the dorm, and he was the one who called the fire department and the ambulance. He also visited me in the hospital, and since I had nowhere to live because of the burnout dormitory, he was kind enough to invite me to share his apartment with him. It's really a basement room, but it's kind of cute. He is a very fine boy, and we have fallen deeply in love, and we are planning to get married. We haven't got the exact date yet, but it will be before my pregnancy begins to show. Yes, Mother and Dad, I'm pregnant. I know how much you are looking forward to being grandparents, and I know you will welcome the baby and give it the same love and devotion and tender care you gave me when I was a child. The reason for the delay in our marriage is that my boyfriend has a minor infection, which prevents us from passing our premarital blood test, and I carelessly caught it from him. Now that I've brought you up to date, I want to tell you that there was no dormitory fire. I did not have a concussion or a skull fracture. I was not in the hospital. I am not pregnant and I am not engaged. I'm not infected and there is no boyfriend. However, I am getting a D in American history and an F in chemistry, and I want you to see those marks in their proper perspective. Your loving daughter, Sharon." So funny. Sharon may be failing at chemistry. She may be failing at American history, but she gets an A and putting what matters into perspective. And that's the point of this whole idea of saying terrible. I know we are experiencing so much uncertainty around us, and there's some real losses. There's actual losses. There are people that have lost their jobs and they're feeling the pinch. They feel in the pinch of freedom. They don't know what this new world looks like. Some people have anticipated losses. In other words, they haven't experienced loss yet, but they're worried what happens when the other shoe drops. Some of us have perceived losses. These are losses that may or may not be real, but fear has caused us to think that there's more losses than in our life than there really are. But the reason why I tell you the story and the reason why I tell you about my quirky, I'm terrible idea is it reminds us that in these moments, today matters. In these moments, what we focus on matters. If we focus on all of the losses, it'll seem like the world is falling around us. And so I want to encourage you today, instead of focusing on all the losses, instead of assuming that everything's terrible, maybe just for the next few moments, you'd pause and you'd focus on the now. What are you grateful for? Do you still have a roof over your head? Do you still have food coming your way? Do you have family or friends that you can lean on? Yes, maybe things aren't ideal, but what can you be grateful for today? Well, I know I'm out of time, but as we leave the podcast today, I want to read you a couple of verses that a friend, Steve, sent me earlier today. It comes from John 16, starting in verse 29. Jesus' disciples said, "Lo, now you are speaking plainly, and you're not using a figure of speech. Now we know that you know all things, and you have no need for anyone to question you, but this we believe, that you have come from God." And Jesus answers them in verse 31. He says, "Do you now believe? Behold, an hour is coming, and it's already come, for you to be scattered, each to his own home, and to leave me alone, and yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me." He says in verse 33, "These things I've spoken to you, so that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take courage, I have overcome the world." Man, that's my hope for you today, is that reminder that just like me saying I'm terrible when I'm really not, maybe you'll just find that things are not as terrible as they seem to be, and that in Jesus, you can have peace. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.